Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, I think for a lot of us, and Andy Luger is here, two-time U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota. Sometimes, I mean, I'll just go with me. My perception about gang activity is that sometimes it's a whack-a-mole situation. That you and everybody does this great work, but seemingly then there's five more. Then there's 10 more. That doesn't mean you stop. That doesn't mean you give up. But for that feeling that there's just this pipeline that if you arrest individuals, guess what? A cousin, somebody else is coming in so it doesn't slow down.
So I think normally that would be true. I think what we did and U.S. Attorney's Office is still doing with RICO changed the dynamic.
Okay.
And that was the intent. The intent is rather than picking off Joe and Sally and Harry, let's take down the entire organization.
Yeah.
As it existed at that moment. So we indicted 100 gang members in less than 2 years, many of whom we charged with RICO and who will likely go to prison for life. The RICO message that we're taking the entire organization as a whole really sent a strong signal to those coming up next. Doesn't mean it's going to eliminate the problem. And it doesn't mean that, you know, when you do this, you can stop. But it's a different dynamic. So I think we're less whack-a-mole right now than we used to be.
Okay.
And more kind of taking on things as a whole. As I said before, I think it takes about 5 years for this to really work. We're in year three now, and there are probably, I assume there'll be more charges to come under the approach that we were taking when I was there.
Do you believe who's in the position now? Are they following? And they get to do what they want, right? They need to step in, and in this very important position, as you know. Are they conceptually following most of your core ideas?
So right now, we don't have a full-time new U.S. attorney. The people in leadership were the people who were there when I was there.
Yep.
And they are proceeding along the path that we were on. They're also now adding in the new administration's priorities, and that's what it always
is. And that's typical of what happened.
Yeah, that's normal.
Yep.
So some of my priorities, I think, were also the priorities of the new administration. It's hard to believe otherwise.
Yeah.
And then there are other new priorities. So you have to kind of rejigger your resources and figure out where you're going to go. When a new U.S. attorney gets nominated, I've told, you know, the powers that be that I'm happy to sit down and go over everything we were doing and what we think worked, not to convince somebody to do it my way, but
to information. At least,
and that's also pretty typical. I got to believe going after violent crime, going after the gangs, carjackings, that's something everybody seems to want to be done.
Yeah.
So I don't really see that changing dramatically.
On the gangs, how many gangs do we have? Is it mainly this core group? If they stayed status quo, are more gangs coming in? How would you typify that?
So what we, coming in March of 2022, we focused really on three gangs. The Bloods on the south side and the Highs and the Lows on the north side. The Bloods, the indictment we did against the Bloods and the trial that was won in 2024 against the Bloods, we think, and it's not just what I think, it's what law enforcement tells us and what we hear on the streets, really had a major impact on the Bloods. And I don't think you'll be hearing in a big way from the Bloods for a while. On the north side, it was the Highs and the Lows divided by Broadway. And we've taken out a chunk of people from the Highs and the Lows through the indictments that have been done, the trials that have started. I think we've made a real dent there. There was another group on the south side called the 10s and 20s, tried to make sort of a new run at it. We were tipped off by some people about that, quickly indicted 10 of their leaders. They went back. Some of them had come out of prison, and they went back. The question now is what's popping up that's new, and I'm on the outside looking in,
right.
But I read the papers, and I see Native Mob being talked about with respect to some of the murders that we're just seeing. That's a statewide gang that's been around for a long time, actually addressed maybe 15 years ago by some of my predecessors. If they're peeking their head out, then you got to do that again. You got to take them on in the same way we did the Highs and Lows. I don't know the facts and the figures there, but if that's what's happening, then my successor will probably want to focus there. What's new about the office and what's new about law enforcement is we now know how to do these RICO cases. Okay. We started from scratch, had to learn. There's a whole rhythm to that, how to investigate them, how to build them. Now that that knowledge is in place, my successor and people in law enforcement can, if they choose to do so, take that knowledge and apply it to whoever's coming up next.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's talk feeding our future, because that obviously is another huge part of your job, and it's been such an enormous talker in this state. For the portion of our audience who's listening right now and is still convinced that these individuals should have been identified much, much sooner, that they're glad that they finally were caught, but the feeling that this was such a level of money, that it was going on too long, and that they should have been identified much sooner. What do you say to them?
I agree. There are a number of factors at play, and I'll just lay them out, or a couple of them. One, it was the pandemic. So state regulators were working from home. People were working from home. The resources were down. It was a lot more difficult, if you think about the heart of the pandemic, to go out and monitor something live. So that's number one. Number two, when people did see this, the irregularities, some of the outrageous claims, and they raised the complaint, feeding our future, and this came out during the trials, feeding our future went on the offense and rallied people around them and sued the state and argued that this the only reason they were being looked at was because of their immigrant status and their and
this one they went at the Department of Education.
Yep, and they went after them calling people racist.
Yep.
And I have a lot of sympathy for somebody who's employed at the Department of Education, doing their job, been there for a long time, dedicated state worker, sees his irregularities, and before they know it, they're in a deposition being accused under oath of racism.
Right.
It's a tough place to be.
Yep.
So what I have said really ever since is we got to take on this false allegation of racism when it arises. False allegation of anti-immigrant status when it arises, mm-hmm. and just get to the facts. And I think a combination of the pandemic and this offense by feeding our future had a lot to do with it. And then I've encouraged everybody from the legislators who I've met with in the governor's office, dig deeper, figure out how we can prevent this. There are some models out there. Going forward, rather than spending all of our time looking back on the mistakes, look forward and come up with an anti-fraud prevention plan, which a number of people are working on, so that it doesn't happen again.
There are many Republicans in this state who give you great respect, and that is a compliment. So I'm going to ask this direct question. When they say Tim Walz and Keith Ellison should have stepped in sooner, that as visible as they are, as accountable as they have to be in those jobs, and they don't buy and they believe they were derelict in their responsibility and should be held more accountable, you say what to them?
I don't see it that way. I think it's very easy to point fingers. When something goes wrong...
Sometimes it's accurate, though, right?
Fair enough. There's a lot of things that could have been done differently. This is a problem that was building for a long time. There's fraud in state government programs that goes back a long way. And you could look at a lot of people and say, why didn't you do this and why didn't you do that? I'll let everybody reach their own conclusions. I'm more interested in looking forward, how to prevent this going forward. I think by the work that we did, we opened a lot of eyes. Mm-hmm. I've had very productive meetings with all of the Republicans, Democrats, who want to talk to me about this. And I've been very candid that there are ways to prevent this from going forward in the future. I don't think anybody that I've talked to is interested in seeing another $250 million fraud.
No, it's staggering. So do you think the legislative changes that have been offered up or proposed, are they also useful?
I think everybody's got good ideas. And so there are legislators who have good ideas on both sides of the aisle. There are good ideas coming out of the governor's office, the BCA. I think there are really productive conversations taking place, and I encourage them, and I've weighed in a little bit on those. I think until, I don't live in the Capitol in St. Paul, and I don't do what they do, but it sounds to me like they got a budget to get through.
Yeah.
There's going to come a point, I believe, when everybody sits down and kind of decides on what the menu of options are that are going to work for Minnesota.
This is Andy Luger. He is excellent. Twice U.S. Attorney for the state of Minnesota. A lot of texts coming in. I'll look at your texts, and yes, the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, Mary Moriarty, will be part of the conversation when we come back after traffic and weather on CCO.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.